kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
We cannot be part. Our party room has made it very clear we cannot be part of a shadow ministry under Susan Lee. We will sit by ourselves. We will sit and we will undertake what we have done. And I think we've got a pretty good record. There's 5 policies on the books for the coalition at the moment. All of those come from the National Party. So obviously we'll continue to formulate policy. And we'll continue to get on representing the people that have put us there. But we will do that with the courage and conviction that we've been asked to do. We will not be forced to vote a way that we can, in all good conscience, not support. And that, I would have thought, is what the Australian people wanted their elected officials.
Ito ang pahayag ni National Leader David Littleproud na opisyal nang humihiwalay ang kanyang partido sa Liberal Party matapos ang hitwaan tungkol sa mga batas sa hate speech na nauwi sa sabayang pagbibitiw ng Nationals front bench. Tinanggap ni Opposition Leader Susan Lee ang unang 3 pagbibitiw, ngunit hinarang ang natitirang 8, kabilang ang kay Littleproud, sa pagtatangkang panatilihing buo ang koalisyon. Ayon kay Littleproud, hindi na maipagpapatuloy ang koalisyon dahil napilitan ang kanyang partido na bumoto ng walang joint party room meeting para suriin ang komplikadong pambansang batas sa seguridad. Sinabi rin niya na 3 senador ng Nationals ang hiniling na magbitiw sa kanilang mga posisyon noong Miyerkules dahil hindi nila sinuportahan ang panukalang batas.
But I sent a letter advising Susan Lee that if she accepted those resignations, because it would not be appropriate to, considering the circumstances we had, then our entire ministry will resign. We're not offering a resignation for her to accept or not. We are tendering our resignation.
Si Senator Bridget McKenzie ay kabilang sa unang 3 politiko ng National Party na umalis sa shadow cabinet kasabay ng pagbibitiw ni na Ross Cadell at Susan MacDonald. Iniuugnay niya ang kanilang pagbibitiw sa pagmamadali ng pagpasa ng panukalang batas nang walang sapat na payo mula sa mga eksperto.
The room came to the decision it could not support the bill as drafted because of the unintended consequences and the lack of expert advice we had received prior to Parliament being forced into a vote. So the Leader of the Opposition was told, once the 3 senators in her shadow ministry tendered our resignations, that if she chose to accept that, the entire National Party shadow ministry would be also tendering their resignation.
Habang umaalis si McKenzie at ang kanyang mga kasamahan, iginiit niya na nasa pamunuan ng Liberal Party ang pananagutan sa pagkakawatak ng koalisyon.
So, we've all made it very, very clear that we are coalitionists. This is a decision for Susan Lee, and that is obviously something that she's going to have to be considering.
Nagbigay rin ng kanyang pananaw mula sa crossbench ang dating National na naging One Nation MP na si Barnaby Joyce at sinabi niyang ang kasalukuyang pagkasira ng koalisyon ay purong kaguluhan.
If you cross the floor and you're in cabinet, under the Westminster system, you offer your resignation. That is what you're supposed to do. But you don't blow the whole show up so that Australia as a nation doesn't have a competent opposition to forensically go through the policy that's been brought forward, might I say, by a socialist-leaning government. So this process by Mr. Littleproud is totally and utterly chaotic.
Sa kabila ng kanyang mga batikos, sinuportahan ni Barnaby Joyce ang desisyon ng National Party na tutulan ang batas sa hate speech. Ayon sa kanya, ang panukalang batas sa kasalukuyang anyo ay may parusang hanggang 15 taong pagkakakulong at banta ito sa mga pangunahing prinsipyo ng kalayaan sa pamamahayag at malayang talakayan sa Australia. Binanggit din niya na may mabigat na personal na epekto ang paglipat ng partido. Inihalintulad ito sa isang diborsyo. Subalit sinabi niyang unti-unting nawawala ng saysay sa politika ang Nationals na maaaring magbukas ng pagkakataon para sa One Nation.
Maybe they're on a recruitment drive for One Nation. Maybe that's what's happening here. I, Of course it's going to help us. I have to break it to you, One Nation's got massively higher membership than the Nationals, and we stand in every seat in the city and in the regional areas. So you're not, you basically made yourself politically irrelevant, or the Nationals politically irrelevant.
Ayon kay Treasurer Jim Chalmers, ang patuloy na kaguluhan sa koalisyon ay malinaw na sinyalis na nagkakawatak-watak na ang oposisyon. Sinabi rin niya na nasa alanganin na ang pamumuno ni Susan Lee matapos ang sunod-sunod na pagbibitiw ng mga miyembro ng National Party.
Well, the coalition's a smoking ruin. You know, it's a three-ring circus. It's not an alternative government. They can't stand each other. They can't work together. They're divided, they're dysfunctional, and they're divisive. And I think what's happened this week is that they've put internal politics before public safety, and we're seeing the repercussions from that. You know, today is not a day for internal politics. Today is a somber day. It's a day to unite as Australians in grief, in resolve, and in solidarity.
Dagdag ni Chalmers, ang hidwaan sa loob ng koalisyon ay nagpapakita na ang Liberals at Nationals ay naglalaban-laban pababa patungo sa mas mahina at mas delikadong posisyon sa politika.
You've got Libs and Nats and One Nation wannabes. And the coalition isn't just losing members, it's losing the plot. And they're all engaged in one way or another in this kind of unedifying race to the far right. And I think what makes it unedifying is seeing Libs and Nats crawling all over themselves just to be a paler shade of orange. I thought those scenes in the Senate earlier in the week were extraordinary, even by the very low standards of this coalition. You know, no wonder they can't string a coherent sentence together on the economy. They are focused exclusively on each other.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Brianna Charles na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.